Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
I have a small voice sitting inside of my head right now. It's talking to me. It tells me a variety of different things, some of which I know, some of which I don't, some of which are like, that's interesting, I never really thought of that before. And then some of them are like, yes, if you do apply peroxide to a wound, it does hurt like a son of a gun. And if you keep the wound spreading wider and continue pouring more in, it does matriculate into the bloodstream. Yes, that would hurt the subject quite a bit and potentially cause a particular series of, oh, I don't know, not so good things for that person. But one of the bigger things that's kind of tick-tocking inside of my head is that there is a whole bunch of this big bad world, and there's like all these things going around and around it. Things that are bad, things that are good. There are people who are dedicated to trying to help people, and then there are people dedicated to just trying to mess with shit. And I would like to take a moment and talk to the people who are trying to help people. I want to say thanks to those people, and I want those people to know that it's appreciated when they try to help other people. And I want people to help other people, and I want people to be nice, and I want people to be cool, and I want people to give me all of their cookies, and at the same time I want them to read horror, 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 and more importantly I want them all to buy my book. Hey EW, how's it going?
Okay for the moment.
Well, that's good. Because, you know, I could always change that.
Yeah, I'm trying to solve an issue that they're talking about in the chat room there.
Oh, there's an issue in the chat room?
Apparently. I'm being told that we might not have sound, though we are streaming, and I'm trying to get that figured out for you. So I know that you have sound, and I'll quit being that voice in your head, too.
Well, your voice is probably not the one that I listen to that much. Because it's not...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's probably just one of the... There's like this whole big stream of voices that come through my head every once in a while. And it's like, hey, blue. And I say, why blue? Why not blue? Blue is a color. Yes, it's also a feeling. Yes, it's also a taste. What do you mean it's a taste? I taste blue. How do you mean you taste blue? Blue doesn't taste like anything. Yes, it does. It tastes like blue. Well, what the hell does blue taste like? It tastes like blue. No, seriously. What does blue taste like? Blue tastes like blue.
Orange?
No, orange is a completely other taste. It's citrus. I don't like the... Well, citrus is okay. But blue, the taste of blue. What is the taste of blue? And don't anybody even think of saying it's pineapple, because I will hit you with a stick so much, and then you will hit, and you will like hit yourself back. It's like, what?
It's coconut.
No, it's not coconut.
Yes,
coconut is disgusting.
I know it is, because when I go over to Sonic, they have the blue coconut slush, and
do you know what I have to say to that? Are you prepared? Are you prepared for this epiphany of information about what I have to say about that?
An epiphany. Yeah, I'm ready for an epiphany.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
That's what I have to say about that.
And don't make me start with my poems.
That's just fine. I'll start talking about Walking Dead.
Yeah, and I'll start talking about The Flash.
Yeah, you already said of whatever I'm going to like or not like it, and I was like, yeah, whatever.
I brought it up, so do I make my guarantee now so all your listeners will check and see if you say it next week?
Wow, Keenan had two Zacks for a second. It's like, ooh, scary.
Two Zacks are better than one. Oh.
They are, you know. That's why I'm called Easy.
Okay, so here you go.
You have a prediction to go here.
I have a prediction that's going to be said next week after you watch the episode, the third episode of The Flash. My prediction is you're going to say, I do like the direction they're going, but this is unbelievable. There's no way that is possible, and you're going to really go on a rant about that.
Why? Is Thor going to be on there with boobs?
No. No, but the villain this time, you know,
Well, I already see the biggest problem that The Flash has got going for it.
What's that?
Villain of the Week.
Uh-huh.
That's a syndrome that happens to too many particular stories that ends up being, ugh, you guys suck. Right?
See, I can see where they might be changing that direction very soon, but I think the only reason they'd start going with Villain of the Week is just so they can attract the people first.
And on top of that, it's the DC way of things.
Well, sadly,
they've always done their comic books that way. It's always about the villain of the week. It's like, what? Come on. Try going for a larger story.
I will say they'd hinted at some of the characters that what I talked about in the spoilers.
Captain Cold?
Not Captain Cold, but the chick.
If they don't bring out Captain Cold, I don't care what they do.
Oh, I don't know if there's no hints to that yet, but... they did hint to that one girl being, she made the comment that they called her and her fiance Fire and Ice. And if you remember, I said her character in the books, in the comic books, was an ice character, an ice person. Not nice, ice.
ice, baby.
So I will say that. That's the only thing I'll say about the episode 3, but I'll leave it alone. And okay. I did not watch, you're so lucky, I have not watched Marvel's, or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week. You got lucky.
No, I don't, that's not a matter or issue of luck, that's a matter of planned excellence.
Yeah, your way of saying, ha, you can't spoil it for me this week.
Ha, you can't spoil Walking Dead for me this week, but I can spoil it for you. Do you know what I have to say to everybody in the chat room who has seen it?
Ask me if I'll remember.
I'm feeling mighty tasty on Bob.
Uh-huh. Are they still trapped inside the... I forgot the name of the place.
Terminus,
thank you.
I'm actually very surprised at how quickly they have gone into Terminus and out of Terminus already.
Yeah, I have a feeling that part of the problem is they don't want people to be grossed out on the...
Well, then they didn't want anybody to see the second episode! No, they're seriously going down this path of, wow, you guys are finally doing this show the way I like it. Really? Okay, I like that.
So a lot more zombie nom?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I didn't say that at all. I am just saying Bob looks like he might be very tasty. That's all I'm saying.
Jack, I'll watch it tonight.
As you should. What happened in S.H.I.E.L.D. 4? Let's see, episode 4. What happened? Some people did some stuff. Oh, I really like What's-Her-Face that plays, what's her name? The Asian girl.
Oh, Agent May.
Agent May. I like her. Do you know she's older than I am?
Really?
Yes.
She's still hot.
She's totally hot. But she's like in her early 50s?
No way.
Yep.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way... Yeah, I gotta say it. Next week, I will be talking about a show that you're gonna probably not have watched.
Constantine.
Yep.
I'm hoping to see it soon too.
Comes out Friday.
I am aware.
Did I just say that? Oops.
Huh? What'd you say?
Nothing.
Did you say boobs?
Sure.
She's, actually, she is 2 years older than I am.
Wow.
And she's in her early 50s.
Huh.
Yep. I knew that because I'd heard a little while ago somebody said she was 50, and it's like, what? She can't be 50. She looks too hot. Well, not saying that she can't be hot and 50 or whatever. I'm just saying.
Yeah, her running around in her slip in the last episode was...
Dude, you didn't see her in episode 4. Wait, what episode are you talking about?
The one that came out last night?
Oh, I haven't seen that episode.
Yeah, neither have I. They're supposed to be on to Simmons.
Oh, okay.
That's how the preview was.
So then you did see the one where she had the changeling net?
Yes.
Okay, so we're in the same episode, and that episode was hot. I liked her in that.
Yeah, she kind of revealed a lot more skin in that episode than I really expected her to do.
Well, that was kind of the whole point, taking her and putting her into outside of the comfort zone as a character.
Of course, I do like Coulson's way of finding out which one it was, or you know, if it was really her or not.
Yeah, the coffee question?
Yes.
How'd you know it wasn't me? She wanted to go to coffee. Oh, good point. Yeah. But I did like the changeling net. That was really cool. But it leads so much of the same thing that Mission Impossible screwed up so much. It's like, yeah, we can make anybody look like anybody now. It's like, oh, crap, they're going to use that device way too often now.
Well, see, that's what I'm wondering. Why are they showing some of the technology they have like this, but only in glimpse? You know, I mean, we're not, as far as we were led to believe, Hydra had nothing anymore.
What do you mean Hydra had nothing? Who said that? Hydra was building a secret organization within the outward organization of, hey, friendly peacekeeping stuff, but oh, by the way, we also have this whole hidden secret network within. They were already hiding a network, so of course they already have hidden resources still out there. And all of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s resources have been all captured.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So yeah, Hydra. I'm surprised they haven't introduced AIM yet.
There's a couple of characters they should really come out with, but I'm just still waiting.
Dude, they have over 5,000 characters to play with.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised they haven't introduced Paste Pot Pete yet.
Ooh. Why don't I remember that name?
He's a Spider-Man villain. He's kind of a running joke gag in Spider-Man comics.
Okay, I knew I recognized that name from somewhere.
His whole shtick was, oh, he shoots super glue out of his wrist launcher things. It's like, that's it? Yeah, he's just a criminal.
Yeah. I did read that they are going to be bringing Iron Man on for an episode.
Guest appear, yep, I heard that.
Yeah. So that's the only one of all the characters I've heard so far coming in.
Oh, and apparently the Avengers 2 trailer debuted in last night's episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I know, I haven't even seen the trailer yet, so...
I'm going to have to look that up later. Definitely. Okay, so you know what else I watched?
What'd you watch? I
watched Flash, episode 2.
Yes.
So, I kind of liked it, and I kind of... Yeah, you guys are going down the DC sappy route. So it's like, it's 50-50 what they're doing there, and it's like, okay.
I'm trying to remember who the villain was in episode 2.
Multiplex.
Oh, yes, yes, okay.
Do you know what my biggest problem with Multiplex is as a character?
What's that?
The, I don't know, the theory of relativity.
Well, that...
Mass and energy.
Yeah. See, they kind of... But they pulled a page from The Matrix, you know, at one point, and I just... I just like, yeah, okay, you're kind of a little too much with that.
What, you mean they created a second part of the movie that didn't really need to be there and then made a third movie to fix the second part that wasn't actually supposed to be there in the first place?
Something like that.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. If you had a single-cell organism that would toosh and then grow into another body, maybe, but it's got to get that energy from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have mass and you can't have energy being created spontaneously from nothing. It has to come from somewhere. Which is why the part of the program that I don't like is that they're not balancing out the really cool with the really smart.
Now let me ask you this. When you're reading the comics, do you criticize them like this too?
Yep.
Even though you do understand it's a comic.
Doesn't matter. It's a story. Okay. It's imagination content creation. It doesn't matter what the point of the story is. It could be a poem. It could be a comic book. It could be a novel. It could be a movie. It could be a TV series. If they can't contain the basic core concept of what exists to be able to create something like this. I mean, Spider-Man as a character could theoretically exist, right? There is a way to theoretically create that.
Yeah.
All right? But there's no way to theoretically create a character like Multiplex unless his creation of those multiple copies and duplicates and whatever was stealing energy from someplace else.
Yeah, but you can't even... I mean, if that's the case, the Flash shouldn't exist at all.
Why?
Because technically, that's not even capable of happening as far as the real science.
that's not necessarily true. In the story, the Flash becomes the Flash as a result of a
glitch accident
from a particle accelerator. What does a particle accelerator do?
But still would not...
Theoretically, it's possible to take, and they don't explain the science on it, but it's theoretically possible to take all of the electrons, protons, neurons, neutrons of a body and super speedify them. What happens? The entire body and mass and energy moves faster. That can happen.
See, I couldn't. If I'm gonna think, okay, these guys are realistic, you know.
But you can accept the multiplex guy.
No, I can't.
Okay.
But the only reason I would accept it for that series is, well, it's based on a comic. And most of the times, things that happened in the comic were pretty much impossible anyways. They were more designed for the entertainment, you know, of the reader to take them to a different world. And
improbable, not necessarily impossible.
Yeah, okay. So I look at all the superheroes, and I think, okay, you'd want to talk about the practical ones. Okay, Batman, that is a possibility. Because most of the stuff he did, it was no superhero powers. It was stuff that was able to be made. Okay. And it's okay. There's a possibility. And then there's, as you said, Spider-Man. Yeah, I can see some of this, you know, how his character could have its possibilities and how it works together and does its thing. And then, Green Arrow. You know, because this really is all
no powers.
Yeah, no powers, just a vigilante doing his thing.
Okay, but if you, and this is me going to be doing Mr. Skeptic and you being Mr. Believer on the paranormal, if you accept the existence of the paranormal, what's to say that the meta-normal is not possible too?
Well, it's a cross in science and, yep. And so forth.
The way I'm looking at it is, there is a potential scientific explanation for every potential kind of character creation in whatever context.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get into certain characters, in both DC and Marvel and all these other product content creator type environments, they get to sometimes to a character that's like, there is no way in God's green earth that you can justify the creation of that character. Multiplex right. is one of those characters that, for me, just can't even conceptually exist unless they can put some serious, top-notch physics behind it. And they can't, because they don't say, hey, the duplicate's made from him. What happens when they die?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, where does the energy come to create all of that matter? Because right. that's what they're doing. They're just instantaneously, spontaneously creating matter from nothing. Okay, so one skin cell from him goes poop, and then suddenly there's a whole new him. Oh, wait, in one scene there's like 150 of them or something like this.
Yeah, and that's why I said that's where they were taking the page from the Matrix, you know, the multiple...
But within context of the Matrix, it's a computer-generated program. So it's a program that has parameters, and those parameters can be hacked. If you understand how the programming goes, you can hack that programming.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to, you could just say, boop, 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 thousands of guys. And in that context, a character like Multiplex would be perfectly normal because there's no mass or energy being expended on it. It's all intellectual conceptualizations. It's all just numbers.
Right.
Okay, now you got me worked up. Way to go, brother. Way to go.
Yeah, what can I say? I mean, it's got its two sides. You know, and that's why I say when I read the comics, I don't try to put the scientific side to it for the main fact that, I know that they're going to breach that anyways.
Why? Why do they have to?
Well, I mean, that's a good point. Why do they have to? But
read a series called Astro City if you get an opportunity.
Okay.
Astro City is a completely different superhero world. They're human people. They have human stories. They have human sides to all of the characters. And what happens is, if you're willing to accept the possibility of meta-human status, they all make sense. They all have a sense of balance. They all have a sense of strength, weakness, good, bad, there is a sense that, yeah, with the right leverage, you could totally get rid of this person, or you could totally make this person better than they ever were before.
Right. Well, I'm not going to, rule out the fact that, you know, if we go on the meta possibilities, but if that's the case, I will say, guaranteed, based on your comments now, next week, you will rant.
Fine. Be that way. I'm still going to have another taste of Bob.
Yes, you can do that. By the way, what I'm going to do is something really cool. That link that I just put in the chat room to a YouTube page is the teaser trailer that was aired yesterday.
I can't watch that right now.
I know, isn't that something?
So you know what? I'm going to give you a smack in the back of the head, and I'm going to say something about Walking Dead. He was tastier than I expected.
Okay.
But moving on to something more interesting and more important. I saw 4 movies since last episode.
Count them.
Count them, 4 of them. And 2 of them were sequels. Mm-hmm. But we're going to start with the worst of them.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
I say do it.
After seeing Dark Reign 3, I was on a mission. I had to find this movie that they sort of referenced in, and it's like, what, really? I have to find this movie. I've seen this movie now. I watched it. It was bad. It was badder than I thought. It was really bad. Blubberella.
Yeah, I'm not even going there. I'll let you describe.
It's about a rather portly woman in the role of half vampire, half human vampire killer who's putting the boots to the Nazis. This was so bad. I couldn't. Actually, it was kind of funny in a lot of spots, but it was so bad. As a parody of the Blood Rain movie, it's awesome. I'm going to quite safely say and frankly say that it is the best role for one of the characters in the movie, and I think that is the only role that this person should ever play. Do we all know who Uwe Boll is?
The name sounds familiar. I just can't think
It's usually spelled Uwe Boll.
Mm-hmm.
U-W-E Boll.
Okay.
The director of producer of Blood Rain, the series of movies, and 27 other freaking bad movies. The House of the Dead. Horrible, horrible, horrible movie. He plays Hitler. Exactly. He's a German guy. He's created this series of horrible, horrible movies that nobody understands why he keeps making them. And apparently he keeps selling them. And I don't know if he's making money or not, or breaking even or not, but his trust fund keeps financing him on it. But he played Hitler. That's the best role he's ever going to play. He didn't even play a good Hitler. He played a whiny, snot-nosed Hitler who meets Blubberella on J-Date.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was funny as hell. It's like, wait a sec, computers didn't have they didn't have Mac PowerBook back then. It's like, okay, they're playing funnies with the time stream stuff. But the movie's horrible. But it's worth watching. Everybody has to watch this movie at least once.
Yeah, I kind of figured it was, especially when you said that. You knew it was going to be horrible.
I knew it was going to be horrible. I mean, you see the freaking trailer, it's like, this is a horrible movie. This is just one of those movies that's like, it's a train wreck, right? It's going to stop somewhere, right? No, it just keeps going. It just doesn't stop. It just keeps going. And then even when it's all dead, then everybody's dead, it still keeps going.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Horrible movie, but everybody should watch it. I'm constantly amazed that Michael Pare, however he pronounces his name, I don't really know it, used to be a big name actor, had some potential for success there. Then he seems to have met up with Uwe Boll, and now he's basically a... What the hell kind of acting are you doing? Oh, you can act, but you're in a horrible movie. Because everybody else from the Blood Rain movie is in this movie except for the original Blood Rain girl and one other lady who didn't really show up again as a character in the Blubberella.
Interesting.
And it's like, oh man, this was horrible.
Okay, so what else did you watch?
I watched, and now this is in no particular order, Wolf Cop. Actually, a good movie.
Okay, because I just had this horrible image in my head of Teen Wolf became a cop.
Pretty much.
Yep, there we go.
Pretty much. Mr. Officer of the Law is a drunken bum. He's a drunken bum.
Interesting.
He's a drunken bum. Nobody respects him. He's a drunken bum. His father was an upstanding police officer of the community, kept law and order, but him, he's a drunken bum. Turns out, though, there's some really bad people in the neighborhood, and they're looking to do something bad, and he's gotten picked to be that person that they're going to do something bad to. They turn him into a werewolf.
They were looking to take his alcohol away.
No.
No.
Alcohol turns out to be a good thing for this feller.
A drunk wolf. This would be hilarious.
Yeah. And you know what the best part of that movie is? I am fully supporting my Canadian brothers and sisters who make movies and do stuff. It's a Canadian movie.
Oh.
It was shot in Regina, of all freaking places.
Where?
Regina. Saskatchewan.
Okay.
Do you know, when you think of big hit movies in the U.S., I'm thinking everybody thinks of where's the place where they make most of the wheat in the U.S.? Idaho?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know, actually.
Kansas. We'll go with Kansas.
We'll go with Kansas.
So let's Regina / Saskatchewan is like Canada's Kansas.
Gotcha.
It is a low population density province, but they probably make the largest percentage of the world's wheat there.
Wow.
It is a very strong, resource-rich province that has a lot of really important stuff for the world and Canada as well. But there's not a lot of people there.
Interesting.
It's just a very small population relative to most other places. And it's not where I'd expect to make a movie. Especially not even one that I'd enjoy and think was funny as hell. It is, of course, a comedy horror. The effects, the slash, the gore, really well done. Oh, and there's boobs, too. Not a lot, but there's some. I can't believe I just had sex with a 200-year-old girl. How do you know I was a girl? This is a line from the movie. Okay. It's just funny shit. So, yes, I highly recommend watching Wolf Cop. I recommend that to everyone. Watch it. Watch Wolf Cop.
Wolf Cop.
Yes. All right. Came out this year.
I'll put that on the list.
Might even be available on Blu-ray and DVD. Actually, I don't know if it is. I should probably check.
Quite interesting.
What is?
That it might be out on Blu-ray and DVD.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea anymore.
Why? What do you mean?
I have a brain fart every now and then. And
really? Yeah. Why? What are you doing? Who are you? Why are you on my lawn?
I like the green grass.
Yes, it's out on Blu-ray and DVD. Hey, that's has 7 out of 10 on IMDb.
Really?
Oh, no, wait. No, it doesn't. It has 5.4. I just didn't know where the hell I was. That's it? That's the only number of people who used it? Jeez, you people suck. More people should watch this movie. Watch it. It's fun. I wonder if there's anybody famous that I know on here. Wait a second, I know that person.
Well, you know one of them?
Yeah. Sweet. Actually, I might know two or three of them. Fun. But yes, watch movie, good. Fun. And I think, yeah, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do the rest of my movie reviews after the intermezzo.
After. Okay.
Let it roll, brudda. Would be Helford, when one of his many incarnations after Judas Priest. I don't know. I think he kept trying to find his identity in whatever form that he was trying to do for a band. But I like the music. He makes good music. It makes me happy. Well, now we're coming back to the movie reviews.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for this one?
Do it.
Okay, so this one was a sequel. I normally don't like the sequels much better, more than the originals. mm-hmm. when I was originally watching this movie, I was like, oh, it's not really looking all that good. It's kind of looking boring. It's kind of like, really? This is where they went with the sequel? And it's like, oh, man, jeez. And then, spam. Whoa. I like this now. I start laughing my ass off. I start not only laughing my ass off, but trying to figure out where they're going to go with it. And it's like, oh, shit, no, they didn't go where I went thought with that. They went someplace else completely different.
Oh?
So it's a zombie movie, just so we're all clear on that from the beginning.
Okay.
I'm just going to check to see if and get and guess for a second. It's like, what kind of zombie movie do you think it was a sequel to?
Not knowing all my zombie movies, I'm not going to be able to guess.
Come on, guess. Make a guess.
The Walking Dead?
Not a movie.
Oh. See? Who was in it? How about we do that?
Bunch of people. I don't know who any of them are.
Really? No name actors?
No, they're named actors. They're just not necessarily named in this country.
That doesn't help me any. So, yeah, I'm already lost.
Anybody in the chat room want to give it a go? Come on, people. Come on, Jack. You can do it. I know you can. Think.
Lindsay knows.
Hey, who's Lindsay? Hi, Lindsay.
Lindsay's one of our hosts on Tuesdays.
Really? What does she host?
She hosts Grey Matter.
What the hence the name Lindsay Gray.
Mm-hmm.
And what does Grey Matter focus and fixate about?
I'll let her tell you. She's in the chat room, so she'll tell you.
Okay. Does she like zombie movies?
You know what? I don't know. I know she's an author.
Oh, authors are good. Yeah. They have good brains, because you know why? It's hard to keep track of all those words in the head, and then it means increasing the brain size, and the capacity goes up at least a percentage of a percentage. So it's like, even though they say this silly business about 10% of the brain is being used, I think it's a crock of crap. But, you know, with the author-y type stuff, you use the words, and they go around and around and around, and they go inside the brain, they go rattle, 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 like the bowls being rolled, and then it makes the brain bigger. And that's zombies like that. Dawn of the Dead. No, but good try. It's a foreign zombie movie. Well, actually, Jack, technically speaking for you American types, Dawn of the Dead, the sequel, was a foreign movie. It was done in Canada.
What was it called?
The Dawn of the Dead remake, the one that was done in 2004 with Sarah Polley.
That's
a remake. It's a good remake. It's a great remake, actually. One of the actresses in that movie, I interviewed her, Kim Poirier.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll take all the expectation, because nobody seems to be getting it. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm really disappointed. It's actually Norwegian / German.
All right, wait, let's look at who's in the chat room.
Well, come on! Jack should know me by now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dead Snow.
I would have never guessed that.
Why not? Have you not heard me rave about this movie before?
No.
It's got freaking Nazi zombies in it.
You know how many Nazi zombie movies you've talked about?
Three.
Maybe.
Three.
Maybe.
Nazi movies, there's all kinds of them about other stuff, but Nazi zombie movies? It's like three that I know of off the top of my head. But, Dead Snow 2. Here's how wacky it goes. In Dead Snow, we have a group of fun-loving hipster kids and whatever going up in their little vacation thing up in the Northlands of, I think it's Norway. And they're just going for a ski vacation. They're all having fun. But what do they find in the bottom floor of that cabin? They find themselves a box full of Nazi gold. And they think, score! We got a whole crap load of gold! Yeah! Then what happens? Well, the Nazi zombies kind of like, nah, that's our gold. You give that back. And that's the whole premise of the movie, is that the zombies are just going after them to get the gold back. But what happens? The last guy gives them back all the gold, and that's the end of the movie. And then he tries to take off. But they don't quite let it end that way, because Buddy Boy kept one piece of gold in his pocket. Don't know if it was deliberate or if it was an accident, but he's got that one piece of gold. It's like, nah, we still want our gold back. So, the big thing about Dead Snow 2 is, they call it Red versus Dead. So, you got a bunch of German Nazi zombies. How do you get rid of a bunch of dead German Nazi zombies? You don't have any special powers. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you bring in some dead Russian zombies? Oh, oh my God. When they say, we're going to resurrect a bunch of dead... What? That's freaking hilarious. So part of the premise in the movie, this is the kind of movie, it's like, okay, I'm going to spoiler alert you. And it's like, dude, if you can't pick up on this stuff before watching this, you shouldn't watch zombie movies. So the premise ends the movie that dude face who survived the end of the first movie, his arm got chopped off because it got bit, so he chopped it off so he wouldn't get infected. He watched, I think, a little bit too much of The Evil Dead and Army of Darkness, whatever. So the end of the movie is like, oh, yeah, and then he chops off the arm of the head Nazi zombie, and that ends up in his car. He drives off, gets into an accident, and he wakes up in the hospital. It's like, dude, what happened? What up? What happened? Well, the bad news is you were in an accident. The good news is we saved your arm. And he looks at his arm. He's like, that's not my arm! It's actually the Nazi zombie's arm. And with his arm, he has the power to raise the dead.
Okay.
So, it's a very fun movie. I swear to God. I after the first 20 minutes or so, I started howling my ass off. There's one of the funniest things that they've incorporated in the movie is, do you know who the zombie squad is?
Yeah, I remember them.
They're still around. They still do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the movie. It's like, the guy is talking to this kid in a hospital. It's like, yeah, dude, I sent a picture of your arm. What? Who? The zombie squad. They're like, they want to know more. What? Who? And then he starts talking to them, and they come on over and try and help save the day. It's freaking hilarious. Wow. I could not believe how much fun I had watching this movie. I seriously highly recommend to anybody who likes a good zombie movie and a good laugh, they watch this movie.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It's really cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
The story is not very complicated, but it's just neat what they did. And the gore is awesome. When the one guy takes the one zombie, smashes him against the bush, and then bam against the head, and the head goes splish. You can believe it. There's, and the one scene where they're, oh, we need some traction. I put one of the zombies underneath the tires. Okay. And it's like, go right over it. It's like, awesome. I'm recommending this movie highly.
Okay.
It's getting, and even IMDb gives it 7.1.
And what does it get on the zombies, on the zombie Zach scale?
Me? 9.
Ah.
9 dead thumbs. Not mine, somebody else's, of course.
Of course, he can't use his those thumbs because then he'd never get them back.
No, I like to wear them around my neck.
Oh, is that where they are?
Yeah. Well, because, you know, I never know when I need to get through a security gate and I can go, hey, how about this guy's thumb? Oh, yeah, that one got in.
That's actually a good premise for a film.
It's been done.
Damn.
Yeah, sorry. You ready for my fourth movie?
Let's do it.
See No Evil 2.
Oh, yeah, it's already out.
Came out yesterday.
Yeah. How was it?
It was good. You know what the thing that I really liked in this movie?
What's
was
that?
The title intro credits that introduced the directors, the Soska sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and directed by Jen and Sylvia Soska, and they're being wheeled by on gurneys. It's like, that's awesome. That's a great way to introduce people as the director. Because most of the time, you don't necessarily see the director in the movie.
Because
you're like, okay, they had to do a bit part. Look, we're corny. No, they do it in the introductory credits on it. Catherine Isabel, I'm sorry, swear to God, she's the hottest chick to play in a horror zombie movie. She rocks this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Harris, you know who Daniel Harris is, right?
Yeah.
She's tiny.
Wow.
No, dude. She's like, I thought, and I've met her, and I keep forgetting, she's tiny. Like, she's really short. She's still nice. Nothing wrong, you know? But it's, she doesn't look that short in the movie, okay? She kind of, I guess they play the angles or whatever and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she's fun, too. And some of the things that I noticed,
I didn't think she was that. Well, maybe I just.
Oh, she's like 5'1 or something.
Yeah. I guess the way they put her in other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's all about the angles and stuff.
Right.
So, and Kane Hodder? Holy crap, he's huge! He's a big friggin' guy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what's funny about him is he's a big-time gamer on top of that.
Oh, I know. I know.
You can actually go to a gaming convention and catch him there wanting to, you know, challenge people on whatever the games are that mm-hmm. they're big thing on. But, yeah, he... I saw it was the behind the scenes of one of the little behind the scene kind of clips for him on the first one, and you know, they showed him at a gaming convention where he just towers over all these people.
The guy is 7 feet tall.
Yep,
and he's like 350 pounds or something.
Yeah, he's not a tiny guy.
No, he's the kind of guy. It's like when you see him pick somebody up by the throat and say, "I'm a regular you like a rag doll." You believe it? Yeah. He looks like he can pick you up like a rag doll and just.
You know what movie they need to do?
They did it already.
No, they haven't. A sequel.
Two.
Santa Slay.
Oh no, they have to do a sequel to that.
Yeah, and they got to start it like they did the first one too.
Yes, and get rid of Fran Drescher and all the rest of them. Yeah.
It'd be hilarious if they brought her into the second one and killed her off again.
Well, yeah. Kill her many times. I don't care. But Kane talks in this movie.
What?
Yeah. So Jacob Goodson actually... Jacob Goodnight. Sorry. My bad. Actually talks a little bit in this movie.
Wow.
But I gotta tell you, the funniest scenes all revolve around Catherine Isabel.
Really?
Yes. The Daniel Harris is basically the, I guess, the main star of the movie. Mm-hmm. I was really surprised at who survived and who didn't. And if you want to compare it to any slasher movie, it's top-notch as a slasher movie. It's effective. It's got all of the bits and pieces. It's like, wow, that's some good splatter right there. So if you like horror movies and you like splatter slasher movies, it'll fit the bill. Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. It was a good movie. It was fun. But Catherine Isabel made me howl laughing. She plays a slut. And she plays such a good slut. It's, oh my God, I can believe somebody would do that.
Well, isn't she the one that was in American Mary?
Yes, that's the main girl from American Mary.
Yeah.
In American Mary, she plays a very straight-laced woman who has gone down the path of darkness into the world of, wow, what? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a stretch to see a person go down that path given the circumstances she was thrown into. Which is one of the reasons why I really love American Mary, because that's a very and that's a Canadian movie, by the way. Props to my Canadian peoples. The way that movie ran, it was very believable to see that in these particular set of circumstances, you go through these things, it's like, yes, I could see that happening easily, no problem. The science worked out.
Mm-hmm.
See? In Sino Evil 2, she plays a completely different type of character. Fun-loving, carefree spirit. Woohoo, I'm wild. I like goth stuff. I like to jump on top of a dead body and wiggle my bum. It's like, I'm willing to watch that. But every scene she's in is hilarious.
Right.
I laughed my ass off in this movie. But it was also like, it's following the same slasher motif. It's like, okay, yeah, go down that way, you're going to get okay, see, he's around the corner there. But you know what the one thing I was very surprised about as a slasher movie?
Mm-hmm. What?
No nudity.
Really?
Yep.
Especially for the role she's playing?
Yep. No nudity.
Hmm.
I'm quite happy with that.
Yeah,
not every slasher movie needs to have naked chicks all over the place.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I'm fine to see them, but not every movie needs to have it. It's like it's such a pattern response thing that keeps driving up the walls. Like, oh, you had two naked chicks playing around in the backwoods. Well, they're obviously going to die real soon. That gets kind of boring.
No place to hide the gun.
Exactly. What?
Huh?
Yeah, okay, no, we're not going there. And apparently Lindsay loves her on Hannibal.
I did not know she... Well, I haven't seen that series yet.
Yep, she actually showed up last season, this season, something like that. I can't remember which. I don't watch the show, but I did hear that she was either a guest appearing character or a regular appearing character for a little while. I think she's a regular appearing character now for a while.
Ah. Well, see, this makes a lot of sense. But, I mean, it's most of the actors and actresses are having to turn to television programs because the movies just are not popping out like they used to.
That's a fallacy and a lie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There are more movies being produced right now than there has been ever before.
So why won't they fund my movie?
They don't like you.
Well, that's not a new thing. Nobody likes me.
I'm just telling it as the cookies keep telling me.
Yeah, nobody likes me, so I'm used to that. But that doesn't mean you got to say no to the other people.
Well, do you know what really kills me about Hollywood? And this is the thing about Hollywood. What movies do they keep making?
Remakes.
Remakes, sequels, prequels, frequels, reimaginations, reboots. Oh, why? Because of the invested return on investment that already exists from the Carry On franchise.
So what is it if it's a prequel of a prequel?
It's a pre-prequel.
Ah.
Actually, it's still called a prequel.
Yeah.
Because it's still before.
Interesting.
And a side equal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's something I just made up, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, I was getting all excited.
Apparently they don't like Lindsay Gray either. I don't know why.
They don't like Lindsay Gray?
I don't know. That's what she said in the thing. Oh. She's trying to probably do a movie, too. I'm going to make a movie, too, one day.
You know, if I could just get the funding, that's all it is. After that, I'll start helping others make movies.
Mm-hmm.
I will. I mean, because I know how much I know how difficult it is to get to where we are now. The only thing I need is funding. I've already got a budget. I've already got the schedule. I've already got the breakdown. I've already got the director, which, by the way, is from the Saw movies. I've already got the actors and actresses. Oh, did I mention I already have my stunt people as well? The only thing I'm missing is the most important factor. Money.
Give blood.
I couldn't even give enough blood to do it.
Sure you could. There's 5 pints of blood in the body produced every day.
Yeah.
Hook yourself up to a machine, take a slow drip, take a couple of pints out every day. You'll eventually be able to get to fund that movie.
Have I mentioned I am not fond of needles?
Who said you had to have a needle?
How are you expecting to get the blood?
You haven't seen this episode of Walking Dead yet.
How did I know that was coming out?
I feel like a little taste of Bob. How's Bob doing? Oh, he's doing just fine. Okay. I'm making up my own dialogue, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I knew that.
Mm-hmm. It's because we all know they don't talk like that, right?
No, what about Bob?
Who?
Uh-huh.
Isn't Bob dead?
Bob.
Bob who? Bob your uncle? Bob was my uncle long time ago.
Bob.
No, Bob was my uncle. He's not here with us anymore. Oh, well. That's what happened to Bob.
Mark and Chuck. Who's he talking about?
I have no idea.
Jack, you have to message me about that. I'm wondering who that would be. I just kind of think if somebody's crazy enough to fund Paranormal Activity, then they should be able to fund my film.
Okay. Paranormal Activity was done for a budget of $10,000, and half of that was just on the freaking camera. Yeah. We know that for a fact already. Okay. Okay. I'm going to do a quick comic book rundown.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Go for it.
Starlight, issue number 6, 2 copies, covers. Rotten Ruin by our favorite guy, John Mayberry, the Ham. Rotten Ruin number 2, 2 different covers. Grim Fairy Tales number 103, 3 covers. Godzilla, Rulers of the Earth. I think there's 2 covers. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, issue number 8, 2 covers. Godzilla Cataclysm. Fun stuff. Clive Barker's Nightbreed, issue number 6. Oh, yeah, we're getting up there now. The all-new Ghost Rider, issue number 8.
Speaking of Clive Barker, I didn't know this. Did you know he's the one that did Hellraiser?
Yes. George A. Romero's Empire of the Dead, Act 2, issue number 2. The Tower Chronicles, Dreadstalker, number 3. Thanos, A God Up There Listening, number 3. The Chosen from Chaos Comics, which, hey, by the way, is a company that went out of business a long time ago and has been resurrected by Dynamite. Ooh, fun stuff for them. I like them.
Uh-oh. You just like saying Dynamite.
Bob was in Batman? Bob was not in Batman. And yes, Bob, I do like saying Dynamite.
Bob was in Batman. He was killed by the Joker, though.
Did you hear the little rumor that they were saying about Gotham where the guy playing Penguin might actually be the Joker? It's like, dudes, don't mess with that shit.
Yeah, you can't cross those.
Because they are doing him so great.
Yeah, and
he plays such an evil little bastard.
By the way, I was talking with a very good friend of ours, and he told me he is addicted to Gotham, and can you guess who his favorite character is?
Everybody's favorite character is Cobblepot.
Yep.
He's an awesomely well-done character in that show.
I'm anxious. I will, okay, this weekend, if everything goes well, I will catch up on the series.
Oh, boy.
I will catch up, and I will tell you what I think.
I will list with bated breath. I am going to predict this.
Listerine or something. I don't want no bated breath.
You're getting bated breath. Oh, my God. Breath's got worms on it because I'm a zombie.
Yeah, well,
I make a prediction that you're going to enjoy that show.
We'll see.
I'm pretty sure of it. Actually, I'm pretty sure.
It was torture just watching the first 15 minutes of the very first episode.
Trust me, it got a lot better.
If it doesn't.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What?
Finish watching it?
What? Yeah, exactly. You're just going to finish walking it. That's right.
I said not.
Yeah, right. No, you're going to watch it. You're going to finish walking it. Watching it, not walking it. Watching it.
I'll watch it with Bob on.
Bob? Sure. Hopefully he'll share you with a brisket.
I hope so. I love a good brisket.
Uh-huh. I hope you remember that when you watch Walking Dead. Season 5, Episode 2. I love a good brisket. That. Yeah. You should remember that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know who Jay Leno is, right?
He's some dead guy in the movie Dawn of the Dead, isn't he?
Is he really?
There's a... Hey, take out Jay Leno. There's a Jay Leno zombie in Dawn of the Dead. Hey, you remember that?
I don't remember that. I got to go back and watch it now.
Oh, man. It's when they're at the mall and they're talking to the guy across the way and he's hitting them with golf balls and stuff. It's like, yeah, take out the Jay Leno one. It's like, okay, the guy looks like Jay Leno.
Yeah, I do remember that now.
Okay.
But Jay Leno's coming up next.
Okay, well, that's good for him and you and them and the squirrels. The good thing they don't got my nuts.
He's coming up next. He wants to say hi to you.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to do the wrap-up of the show and say, okay, everybody, thanks for coming out and listening to our show. I've had tons of fun. I've got things in my pants right now that keep saying, gotta go.
Oh.
What?
Really? You went there with things in the pants?
Yeah, I got my keys in my pants. It's got to unlock a door, and I got to go.
Oh, okay.
Where were you going? You got a dirty mind. Don't go there. This is a clean show. This is a show for mature, intelligent, capacitative people with expressive denunciations of big words. Because I like big words, and I won't lie. Thanks for coming out to the show. Everybody, come on down and check out the After Rod page on Facebook. Feel free to giggle and like and share and comment on posts, because I like it when people do that. Follow the Twitter. Come back again every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 8 p.m. CST, whatever time that is. And everybody else, basically speaking, have yourselves a wonderful week, and I expect to see y'all cheerful, perky, and chirpy next weekend when we do all of this all over again with more boobs on Thor.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.